What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 939. In this episode, I'll discuss the dosing of lipid rescue therapy for last versus enteral drug toxicity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode939. Intravenous lipid emulsion or lipid rescue therapy is used in local anesthetic systemic toxicity, also referred to as LAST, and enteral drug toxicity. Anesthesia, toxicology, and ACLS guidelines recommend IV lipid emulsion with various levels of evidence. Ever since the American College of Medical Toxicology published a position statement in 2016, the recommended dosing of lipid emulsion has been different for local anesthetic systemic toxicity versus enteral drug toxicity. For both indications, a bolus dose of 1.5 ml per kilo of 20% IV lipid emulsion is recommended. For local anesthetic toxicity, this is followed by an infusion of 0.25 mLs per kilo per minute. For enteral drug toxicity, after 3 minutes at this 0.25 mL per kilo per minute rate, the rate of IV lipid emulsion infusion is reduced by 90%, down to 0.025 mL per kilo per minute. The American College of Medical Toxicology position statement recommends this maintenance dose decrease due to concerns for adverse effects from extremely high cumulative rates of lipid infusion and a desire to be able to monitor the impact of initial therapy in a dynamic enteral overdose situation. The idea is that this lower infusion rate should be enough to maintain the positive effect of lipids while avoiding lipid overload. Because this intervention is rarely used and it's only called for in stressful cardiac arrest or impending cardiac arrest situations, pharmacists can improve the likelihood of dosing lipid emulsion for enteral drug toxicity according to the toxicology recommendations by preparing in advance and educating relevant clinical staff who are involved in the ordering and administering of lipid rescue therapy. While this difference in dosing is not relevant to perioperative units that are likely only going to be using lipid emulsion for local anesthetic toxicity, ED and ICU areas should be aware of this lower dosing. Ideally, copies of the American College of Medical Toxicology recommendations for the use of IV fat emulsion in enteral drug toxicity would be made available with lipid emulsion either in automated dispensing cabinets or with dispensing from the central pharmacy. Keep in mind that no matter what dose of lipid emulsion is used, one 250 ml bag will not be enough for a complete course of therapy for most patients. As soon as the bolus is given and the infusion is started, I request additional lipid emulsion be brought to the bedside immediately. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my complete lipid rescue training that covers the background of IV lipid emulsion therapy in depth for both LAST and enteral drug toxicity. You can get immediate access to this and hundreds of other trainings and resources to help in your practice at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.